KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mike Tomlin has stepped down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers after 19 seasons. Tomlin led the franchise to a Super Bowl and another Super Bowl appearance, winning 193 regular season games and never having a losing season. However, after seven straight playoff losses and nine seasons since a playoff victory, Tomlin decides to step down on Tuesday. The Steelers' season ended on Monday night with a 30-6 home playoff defeat to the Houston Texans. Tomlin told the team and team president Art Rooney it was time for a new direction. Pittsburgh will now begin a search for just their fourth head coach since 1969. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison back in trouble. He was arrested early Monday morning in Tampa, Florida. He was charged with a misdemeanor trespassing charge at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino, later released on a $500 bond. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says the team is still gathering facts. All the incidents now adds to Addison's growing off-field history as the Vikings evaluate his future with the team. Twin center fielder Byron Buxton has been named to the Team USA roster for the upcoming World Baseball Classic, joining teammate Joe Ryan. And this will be the first World Baseball Classic appearance for both Buxton and Ryan. Buxton coming off an all-star season with 35 home runs. Team USA opens up the World Baseball Classic in early March in Houston. The Arizona Diamondbacks have acquired eight-time All-Star third baseman Nolan Arenado from St. Louis for a minor league pitcher. The Cardinals are also sending $31 million in the trade. Arenado's a 10-time Gold Glove winner. He's played for St. Louis for the past 5 years. 34 years old, appears to be at the tail end of his career. Arenado hit just .237 last season with 12 home runs and 52 RBIs. Free agent outfielder and former Minnesota Twin Max Kepler has been suspended 80 games following a positive test for a banned performance-enhancing substance. An 11-year Major League veteran, Kepler spent last year with Philadelphia. He played his first 10 seasons with the Twins. Number 2-ranked Iowa State men's basketball. They lose their first game of the season last night, so they got blown out versus Kansas, 84-63. Third-ranked Connecticut survives in overtime, defeating number 25 Seton Hall, 69-64. Connecticut improves to 17-1. 8th-ranked Nebraska stays undefeated. The Cornhuskers defeat Oregon at 90-55. Nebraska is now 17-0 on the season. They have won 21 straight games. 12th-ranked Michigan State defeated Indiana, 81-60. Number 16th-ranked Virginia over Louisville last night, 79-70. And in overtime last night in the SEC, number 24 Tennessee defeated Texas A&M, 87-82. Top 25 men's college basketball tonight. A lot of late games. Number 5 Purdue will host Iowa. That's at 5:30 on the Big Ten Network. Number 10 Vanderbilt looks to stay undefeated. The Commodores are 16-0. They'll be at Texas tonight, 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Number 1 ranked Arizona, they're 16-0. Do they host Arizona State tonight? That's a 9:30 tip-off on FS1. Number 4 Michigan will be at Washington, 9:30 on the Big Ten Network. Number 6 Duke travels to take on California. That is at 10 p.m. tonight, Central Time, on the ACC Network. And also at 10 o'clock tonight, number 11 BYU takes on TCU. That game on ESPN2. And that is your sports for Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.